minister, the obvious one. And I think what it shows is, as I talk about in the book extensively, that you can have all the repressive technology you want in the world. You can repress people, surveil them, monitor their homes, document them in any way possible. And Israel is tragically a global leader in this, which they then export to huge amounts of nations around the world. But ultimately, it won't work. It can work in inverted commas for a certain amount of time, and you can convince other countries that it does work. But when something like October 7 happens, we see the complete failure. Having said that, and this is an important caveat to this, ultimately, I think this will have no impact on Israel's arms industry. In fact, I think it's actually going to help. And let me briefly explain what I mean by that. The failure on October 7 was clear, but I think many countries will want to support Israel now moving forward. After the Russian invasion of Ukraine, Israeli arms sales have soared, massively soared. And I think what you'll find is that, like after 9/11, the US defense industry massively benefited from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Israel is already, as we speak, as I've been documenting in the last month, live testing new weapons in Gaza, showing it on social media how they're working. That's not just for a domestic and international public, but also other countries that might want to buy those weapons in months and years ahead.
And I wanted to ask you, in terms of this country's selling weapons to Israel, you talk about the difficulty in Australia in even finding out what the government is doing in terms of its exporting of arms to Israel.
The American arms industry is hardly one you would call moral, but at least at times there's a degree of transparency. Although I do note that after the Biden administration has sent huge amounts of weapons to Ukraine, there was a degree of listing what weapons were being sold. Whereas with Israel in the last month, there's been barely any acknowledgement of what America actually is selling to Israel, though we have certain suspicions. Australia is an interesting case. Australia is a middle power. We are very, very madly pro-Israel, sadly, as a government. And for years and years, the Australian arms industry has been boosted by both sides of politics in my country. They've wanted to make it one of the top 10 or 20 arms exporters in the world, which it now is. It sold weapons to Saudi Arabia that they used in their genocidal war against Yemen. And in the last years, a number of activists, lawyers, and journalists, including me, have tried to find out some details about what exactly is going on with the Australian arms industry to Israel. And I should say that I'm one of the co-founders of Declassified Australia, a news organization, and recently we published this amazing report which detailed how Pine Gap, which is a key US intelligence asset in the center of Australia, is being used by the Americans to provide real-time intelligence to the Israelis in their war against Gaza. Now, Pine Gap has been used for decades in US war making in Iraq and Afghanistan, but the idea that you have a key American intelligence asset in the center of Australia giving information to Israel, which directly implicates Australian officials and government in what Israel is doing in Gaza. And this report went viral a few weeks ago, which I think it explains how there's so much concern that the US's presence in Australia and therefore assisting Israel in its war against Gaza from Australian shores should something that concern all of us deeply.
Anthony Lowenstein, we want to thank you so much for being with us. Anthony Lowenstein
Thank
is an
you.
independent journalist who's investigated how Israeli weaponry and surveillance technology is used on Palestinians and exported around the world. Also a filmmaker and the author of many books, including his most recent, The Palestine Laboratory, How Israel Exports the Technology of Occupation Around the World. He was based in East Jerusalem between 2016 and 2020. We'll also link to your latest piece in The New Internationalist, headlined How Palestine Became Israel's Spyware Testbed. That does it for our show. Belated happy birthday to Ishmael Darro. Democracy Now! Produced with Renee Feltz, Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Terracena. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us.
hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, 412-362-SPAK or online at speckbrothers.com. Hey, my name is Paul. I host a little show called Viva La Mock right here on WRCT, which you can hear on Friday nights. However, right now, for the next 30 minutes, it's my pleasure to showcase for you the music of Buffalo Tom.
Now, unfortunately, for those of you who might have been excited to listen to Buffalo, I actually can't honestly remember what his name was. Whoever was playing, my apologies. You are listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, but you're not listening to what the Mockster's got on for you today. You're listening to From Here to Eternity, a show where I take you back on a little trip to the 80s you never knew. We're going to start off today with a nice little trip into an album by a band called, I believe they're Scrap Town. A Greek group picked this up when I was in Greece. Going to be jumping into the title track of their album, Rules of the Game. So without further ado, let's head right into that. We'll be right back.
just a music man. Melodies so far my best friend, but my words are coming out wrong, and I reveal my heart to you and hope that you believe it's true. 'Cause words don't come easy.
Giorni, vecchi discorsi, sempre da fare, storie ferme sulle panchine, in attesa di un lieto fine. Storie di noi brava gente, che fa fatica, si innamora con niente, vita di sempre, ma in mente grandi idee. Un giorno in più che se ne va, un orologio fermo da un'eternità, per tutti quelli così come noi, ma sempre in corsa, sempre a metà. Un giorno in più che passa ormai, con questo amore che non è grande come vorrei. Storie come amici perduti che cambiano strada se li saluti. Storie che non fanno rumore come una stanza chiusa a chiave. Storie che non hanno futuro come un piccolo punto su un grande muro dove scriverci un rigo a una donna che non c'è più. Un giorno in più che se ne va, un uomo stanco che nessuno ascolterà, per tutti quelli così come noi, senza trionfi e grossi guai. Un giorno in più che passo ormai, con questo amore che non è bello come
What we're listening to right now is the instrumental version of a song in, I'm going to try the German, Wer Stattin auf Eishockey, like German. But that's a song by Merck. Before that, we had Storia di tutti I giorni by Riccardo Fogli. We also had Words by F.R. David, and then Rules of the Game by Scraptown. We'll leave you guys off on the rest of this instrumental before we hop into our next one. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Do you know where your children are? I don't. I'm sorry. I can't help you out with that. What you just listened to was Faces by Cleo. Before that, we had Katzen bei Nacht by Petr Ziegler. And then what we're going to have up next is a couple few little PSAs and little announcements for you from WRCT. Did you know that a single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble? It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. You can't control where that ember will land, but you can control what happens before it does. With simple steps to adapt to wildfire, like cleaning areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, and making sure your local fire departments are prepared, you and your neighbors can help protect your homes and community from more wildfire damage. Becoming fire adapted is more than one person can take on alone. It takes a community to protect a home. Visit fireadapted.org today for more tips and tools to help protect your home and community from wildfires. Get Fire Adapted, a public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and WRCT. Also, just a couple shows that we have here on WRCT. Democracy Now! Democracy Now! Is a national, daily, independent, award-winning news program. Democracy Now! Hosts real debates between real people who substantially disagree. Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m., right before this show. We also have The Mix. Pop in your tape and get lost in a mix of tunes ranging from all kinds of genres and sounds. The Mix, Fridays 3 to 4 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh. Also, WRCT is supported by Remaster Media. Remaster Media is an online tool that can help reprocess and optimize audio sound for internet and broadcast settings for both professional and personal use. They offer tools that can help that can add depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to audio and video, as well as noise reduction features to eliminate buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. More information on how to reprocess audio or video is available at remastermedia.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Now, going back into our regularly scheduled programming, it's time for the Brit Break. Yes, the Brit Break, the segment where we dip into some of the songs that just couldn't make it across the pond from our British friends, as well as some stuff that maybe doesn't get enough love off of some of the albums that did. Today, we're going to do something on that latter half, a song that comes off of the album Notorious by Duran Duran. Personally, one of my favorites off the album, and I genuinely think needs a little more TLC, I'm going to go straight into American Science by Duran Duran.
A little make you a man. switched on the operation. Such a lonely face. Ooh. It moves me into place. Ooh. Ooh, American science. All night long she can two-step and sway. Keep me waiting, come and die beside me.
I speak to Mr. Don Quixote, please?
No, señor. Don Quixote y Sancho Panza no están aquí.
You're listening to WRCT 88.3. That was definitely not a song you were about to hear. That was just you. What you actually just heard, though, was Don Quixote by Magazine 60. Before that, we had You've Got the Night by Lame. Another song by Scraptown. We had Loverboy in Hollywood off the same album. And then before that, we had American Science by Duran Duran. Now, unfortunately, our time is coming to a close for the day, which means we're going into our final segment, where we go back to the future. Yes, for this segment, we're going to take a hop back to the present for us to listen to a couple things. First for you, before we get into some bin cuts that we have from here over at the station. Some wonderful, magical things that we got sent to play for your ears. Got another song for you by a artist called Ethosign. New release just came out about 4 days ago, and I'm going to be putting that on for you guys right now. It's going to be Love You to Death, kind of like a more of a synth-poppy rock song. Slide right into that one.
As we take our places, total strangers with familiar faces. I could never forget that look in your eyes, but you've already forgot me once we said our goodbyes. I won't let that be the end. It's something I can still defend. Know it's somewhere deep in your heart. Fire and love, that spark can start. You know I love you to death,
love you to death.
I'll keep fighting till my last breath. You're the woman I love and I simply adore. I long to have you in my arms once more. You know I'll never forget,
never forget
how you left that night with no regret. The pain from that moment still haunts me today. The specter of love
just trying to be a little considerate. No, it's much too late for us. With separate paths and a breach of trust, I need to find a way to move right past you, to really believe that this love is through. You know I love you, Dad. I'll keep fighting till my last breath. You're the woman I love and I simply adore. I long to have you in my arms once more. You know I'll never forget how you left that night with no regret. The pain from that moment still haunts me today. The specter of love that's
What you just heard was Love You to Death by Ethocyan, a new song, synth-pop song, released 4 days ago, out on YouTube, Spotify, all those wonderful, amazing streaming platforms, alongside some other synth-poppy stuff. Now, to head off into the last part of our segment, we're going to do a couple songs off of Lucky Ann Love's Transitions album, starting off with Dangerous Runaway. as we listen to Summertime Frolic by Lucky and Love. Just going to send us off for the day. For those of you who are curious, by the way, that last couple two were Medicine Woman and Dangerous Runaway, same artist, same album. Thank you all for joining us today on From Here to Eternity. My name is DJ Tony Toons, and I won't catch you next Tuesday. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'll catch you the Tuesday after that.
When you talk, they hear you. In.samhsa.gov.
You are entering another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and of sound, but also of mind. This is a dimension that few people enter, and from which even fewer return. There is a signpost up ahead. Your next stop, WRCT 88.3 FM Stereo. It could be worse. You could be entering the Twilight Zone, but there are other alternatives.
Love kills.